Only an expert in measurement would be the one to measure the 2,000 amas of the tum outside the city. An alternative shot is that when we measure the 2,000 amas of the tum outside the city, we only measure it in a place that is flat. We try to avoid measuring the 2,000 amas in a place that has peaks and valleys. Riba l'makom acher, umir l'makom acher. Shomen l'makom shiriba. A person was measuring the tum outside the city in two places in the same direction. He measured first opposite one corner. Then he measured again in the same direction opposite the other corner. And his measurement opposite one corner turned out to be further out than the measurement opposite the other corner. We would put the tum at the further place, not at the shorter place. The reason being is we assumed the reason why his measurement opposite the other corner turned out to be shorter was because the rope sagged when he measured it, so therefore we'd put the tum at the further measurement. Riba l'acher u'mir l'acher. Shomen l'marba. If two people both measured the tum at 2,000 amas outside the city, and one person's measurement turned out to be further than the other person's measurement, we would place the tum at the further measurement, not at the shorter measurement. Afilu eved afilu shivcha nemanim loymer at kan tchun shabbat. Even a servant or a maid servant would be believed to say the Tum Shabbat reaches to this place. We would trust that the Tum Shabbat reaches the place that they point out. Even though an Eved and a Shivcha are normally not believed regarding halacha that are min ha-Torah, however, a Ruvei Tumim is mid Rabbanan, and when the Rabbanan made the Gzer of a Ruvei Tumim, they were not stringent about it, instead they were lenient about it, so they allow us to rely on an Eved or a Shivcha to tell us exactly where the Tum reaches. An ear that's owned by one individual, and it will sell to the public. Now it's owned by many individuals. You can continue to make an eruv for the entire city. This mission no longer discussing eruv tchum, and now we're talking about shitufei mavos. Shitufei mavos is an eruv that allows you to carry from the chatziros into the mavos. If there's a number of courtyards opening into a mavoi, which is an alley, you would make a shitufei mavos. The courtyard would get together, and the members of each courtyard would contribute some bread that would be put into one of the courtyards. And that would allow them to carry from the chaserus into the mavoi. And not only would a shitufei mavos allow you to carry from the chaserus into the mavoi, if the city is surrounded by a wall, you can make a shitufei mavos that would allow you to carry into the street as well, since the city is enclosed into the wall. So that way you can carry throughout the entire city. However, if the city is a publicly owned city, it's not owned by one individual, you cannot make a shitufei mavos to cover the entire city. You have to leave over part of the city that would not be included in the shitufei mavos, so they would not forget the issur of carrying in a reshus harab. So that way, since the shitufei mavos does not cover the entire city, they will remember there is an issur to carry in a reshus harab. Now, if the city is privately owned, then they would be allowed to make a shitufei mavos to carry throughout the entire city. Now, a city that was privately owned, and the person who owned the entire city sold it to the public, so now it's owned by a number of individuals, they can continue to make a shitufei mavos to allow them to carry throughout the entire city. And since the city was originally owned by one individual, and at that point they were allowed to make a shitufei mavos for the entire city, they can continue to make a shitufei mavos to allow them to carry throughout the entire city, even though the city is now publicly owned. V'sharabim v'natisho yachid. Ein ma'arbin es kula. Elim kein asa chutula. However, if the city was originally publicly owned, so in such a case, as we said, you cannot make a shitufei mavos to cover for the entire city. You have to leave over part of the city that is not included. And then the public sold the entire city to one individual. So now the city is individually owned, even so it continues to have the same status as it did when it was publicly owned, and you cannot make a shitufei mavos to cover the entire city. You have to leave over part of the city. And the part of the city you have to leave over has to be as large as the city of Hadasha that was in Yehuda, that had 50 people living there. This was the smallest city in Yehuda. And that's the size of the shear. That's the amount you have to leave over that would not be included in the shitufei mavos. So you can make a shitufei mavos to cover the entire city with the exception of 50 dwellings. 50 dwellings have to be excluded from the shitufei mavos. And since you're excluding 50 dwellings from the shitufei mavos, you will not forget the issur of carrying in a reshus harab. Rabbi Shimon, Omer Shalosh Chatzero Shel Shnei Batim. Rabbi Shimon is more lenient in the amount that you have to leave over that's not included in the shitufei mavos. According to Rabbi Shimon, If you have three courtyards of two houses in each courtyard that is excluded from the shittufim of both, that would be enough. You can have a shittufim of both that covers the entire city with the exception of three courtyards to have two houses that open up into each one of the three courtyards.